Crypto ticker pages are some of the hottest right now on our platform ahead of the Fed meeting. David Hollerith is Yahoo Finance's crypto reporter and is here. David, make sense out of these, why we're seeing so much interest here ahead of the Federal Reserve in crypto.
Yeah, well, you know, crypto is not easily predictable, but I think at least with Bitcoin, Brian, it tends to move on macro events. And this is sort of, you know, one of the biggest sort of macro developments that we'll see for the remainder of the year. So I think a lot of people are looking to Bitcoin and sort of basing off of how the rest of the crypto market does, depending on that decision. Now, that being said, most of the analysts that I've spoken with, they are actually fairly optimistic about the event. As pointed out, we've seen a pretty significant drawdown in the last month. And so they think that a higher rate hike is actually priced in at this point, which means that anything other than, you know, sort of more of an aggressive rate hike will likely keep the price where it is, or it might send it on a rebound.
David, it's so interesting because it's pretty unusual for us to see like the top five trending tickers on Yahoo Finance be cryptocurrency tickers. And yet that's the case today. So obviously there's a lot of attention in the crypto world on this event, no matter how it's going to go, which to your point, we don't know how it's going to go in terms of reaction. But something else, if we zoom out a little bit, as we get into the end of the year, we've been talking about how people tend to have taxes in mind, right, when they are trading. And it's no different when it comes to crypto. What's changing and what are people kind of paying attention to when it comes to crypto and taxes?
Yeah, so cryptocurrency, a lot of people don't know this. It doesn't follow the same rule that applies to stocks and bonds, which is the sort of wash sale rule, which means that you can't sell a cryptocurrency and then buy it back within a 30-day window, according to the IRS. So starting in January, that rule applies to cryptocurrencies. But for now, and sort of in the past, that has allowed people to sort of sell off their cryptocurrencies at certain times in the market, which is obviously kind of counterintuitive to what you think. You know, you don't want to buy high and sell low, but they can do this as a way to sort of offset their taxes. So leading to that shrinking window, I think that also might be contributing to some of the drawdown. I think just sort of getting to the holidays is also, you know, another explanation, obviously, but, you know, always hard to actually predict what's moving cryptocurrency. I will also say, too, today, especially, there's actually a lot of announcements from companies that are coming. The ETF issuer, Valkyrie, has actually just launched another ETF that sort of tracks companies that hold Bitcoin on their balance sheet. There's a cryptocurrency lender that's issuing sort of a Bitcoin-backed mortgage product. So I think for the crypto sector, this is sort of the week to get your news announcement out before the holidays.
Well, we had questions on crypto. As always, you had the answers. David Hollerith, thanks so much.